All righty, here we go. Staff meeting numero two in terms of being recorded. So let's go to the agenda thing. Let's see if any of
Same
you.
rules as last time about derailing.
Yes. Did I post a thread at the staff meetings? Didn't I? I thought I did. Sorry, I know I posted. There it is. Okay, staff meeting notes, December 6th. Okay. There's a lot of things in that. Oh, I forgot to make that thread. Okay, that's fine. I was at work when I did this, and I had like, please link, see this thread, suggest the things for Saturday meeting. I guess I didn't create the thread itself. But that being said, no one posted the thread to begin with, so I think it's fine. There's only two other posts I need to make threads for, the community engagement thing, Twitch, and so on and so forth. I'll make those threads, or I'll have someone. They'll be made today. We'll make the staff agenda thing. So I guess what I'll do now. If I wanted to quickly make this, what would I do? Let's go into Google Docs, even though I don't really want to be dependent on Google Docs, but I'll use my Harpoon Gaming Google Docs account. We need to. I don't know if we need anyone else needs emails. Just an FYI, you can now email me at joe@harpoongaming.com if you feel so feel it necessary. Let's pull Maddie and let's do a whole staff meeting agenda inside of a Google Doc, which we all read off at the same time. That's how Maddie wants to staff meetings, FYI. It's an interesting way. Has its advantages, obviously. What I will do is I'll make this everyone. Oh, shit. Okay, so anyone with the link can edit. Yeah, and once we are done the staff meeting, I'll change that since I don't want anyone. So this will be. Let me just put it in the chat so everyone could. If you could please open that up. What are you like? Selecting my. Oh, that's a little big. Put down there. There you go. Let's put fancy things in. Fancy, fancy. Ooh. Let's make it that color. Even more fancy. Is that better? Nope, that's worse.
Sky blue.
Oh, let's make it harpoon blue. There you go. That line's supposed to be a little closer, but it's okay. How did I do it for the other thing? It's like, oh, let's do that. I like that the best. Oh yeah, that's how I did it. I like doing. Yeah, I'll show you what I did with the one of our other Google Docs. Boom. Fancy fuckers. Ah, oh, fuck! Clicked the wrong thing. It's okay.
All the anonymous creatures.
Anonymous plat.
Stop
Anonymous.
clicking all my
Barry.
shit, you piece
Mike,
of shit.
stop silent.
Anonymous Nine Cat.
Once you run out of things, it gives you fictitious animals. I think a liger is one of them. That's FYI. Where the hell's the color option? There it is. Blue. There you go. Okay. So, my text is ridiculously large right now, so let's put in this. So there you go, those are topics. I think most of our issues and discussions will fall within one of those. Is there anything anyone else has that doesn't fall into one of these few sections? Which, if you do, props to you, that's fairly unlikely. The arrows makes it feel more friendly. Length of arrows. So if you have stuff for them, please enter them in.
Form releases? I'm just seeing.
Like, if you have... You have a agenda point. This is our agenda for the meeting. So if you have something to say, and you want it to be talked about.
Do you mind if I steal the colors and layout for this for the training guide for DTC?
Yeah, we can probably do something like that. I'd like to point out that, you know, we had this thread recently, which is talking about contributing and giving discussion. A reminder that we had that discussion.
For the community engagement, what does that fall under, like social websites or anything involving community engagement? Oh, okay.
Anything else you think would fit, by all means. This is like, you guys get to like, this is like a mind meld, I guess is the closest thing I'm going to say. I don't know. Just post whatever you want to put in here. Whatever, anything you think we should talk about goes in here. And it's going to go slow unless you guys all post stuff. I'd always suggest putting stuff in there. Because I don't want to be the only one. I shouldn't be the only one posting stuff in there.
Also, people who are not in the meeting right now and listening to the recording, the reason it's silent is because we are editing stuff in a Word, Google
Doc. Yeah, we're on a Google Doc, I'll put that into note form probably for the staff meeting. Good, you know. Thank you for bringing up that some people are just going to be listening to this. I have the intent to keep the staff meeting shorter. However, however, we'll see how it goes based off people's contributions. Alright, I guess we'll get started on the things that we have thus far. I'm aware of three plugins that are broken. The Killstreak plugin, the band disconnected player, and what was the other one? I think the one's a PC was blocking, but I'm not sure if that's broken stuff. Yeah, it's working now. The PC is no longer broken. That was probably okay. Just they were updating the item schema based off the new update. So it's resolved. That thread about contributions, you know, be honest now, did all of you read the video? Read the video. Watch the video.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because if you didn't, I'm probably going to have a discussion with you. Like if I have the inkling that you did not, while we're having a discussion, I will grill you upon it. And if you do not pass, I will end you. I'm going to see if Tone Among Us can join us. Since he's deafened himself. Okay. Goes AFK without talking one. Lovely.
He put a message in the mumble chat.
Actually did actually.
Ah, God, mumble chat is just awful. If you need to go AFK, please tell me in Steam chat. Because then I can at least tell everyone that you're AFK. And that, no offense to anyone else, but I'm not going to look at the mumble chat most of the time. So if you're going to go AFK, say it in the mumble or just message me on Steam. So at least I know. If you want to do both, like in the mumble and in Steam, that's fine. Just tell me, because otherwise I'm going to call you out for being AFK, like I just did the tone, even though he said something. In any event, so, not many things you guys put in the agenda here. But, so my big thing for this week is obviously I put that video out, and if all of you have watched it, which I hope you have, you'll know that I do expect more from you guys. I do expect contributions. I do expect you to be able to discuss and have opinions on things. More and more lately, you guys have almost been playing politics. You never give a clear answer on something. You know, you're very wishy-washy, or you just go with what's popular. While that's maybe effective for a political office, not really what I want here. I want you guys to have your own opinions, your own beliefs, and to stand up for them. You know, a number of people have posted in that thread about their personal experiences. I know, what you call it, Coder posted something, Poop King, Trash Cat, Kipper had a nice post, Diamond Silent had one, Bots posted it, Hero had a long post, Andrew posted it, Slate posted it, Are You Sure posted it, Who posted it. So, like, you know, I would suggest you read all of those posts also, and really just take that to heart, because it is a big issue. And if it's anything's going to kill this community, it's the staff. You know, the staff, we need to have an active staff, and that staff needs to want to contribute. If those things don't happen, that's the fastest way to kill a community. Look at every major community that's dying right now, or a major community that's died. Many of them are dying because of their staff either not caring, not contributing, or not having one. A staff altogether, and that's not something we want to have happen. So, realistically, that's why I did that video. That's why I'm having, you know, so many discussions about contributing, because I think, overall, it's falling through. You guys aren't really carrying out as much as you could have done. I guess a good example would be if I just went to a random application and join Mumble, helps and servers, I vote yes. Talking to him a lot, very nice, active, yes. Cool guy, yes. Nice, kind, helpful, yes. Nice guy, yes. You know, a lot of these people, you know, you need to give a little bit more. You shouldn't just be doing like 10 words or less for these applications. So like, that's one thing that needs to be, you know, worked on. I think some people have definitely been doing that. I noticed that lately, like in the last day or so, other people have been posting and kind of extrapolating on what they were saying based off the discussion. And the video and everything like that. So I would always suggest that you guys do that. Like if you post it in the staff app, I would always suggest that you should go about now and look through them and really add on to them. Because, you know, based off the contributions thus far, I'm not very impressed, to be honest. And I spent quite some time, like I made this video, Thursday, which was the 11th. And since I made that video, there have been like 6 new posts in staff applications. 2 of them are like mine. So since I asked you guys to contribute more and to post more in the staff applications, 4 of you did it. Or 4 posts were made. I'm not even sure if they're by the same person. And it looks like at least 2 of them were by Poop King. So, like, that's not necessarily something that really impresses me. I'm asking you guys to contribute more, to do more, from the mods to the, you know, chief of staff. And I think you're falling through a little bit. Not following through on what you promised or said you do. Because, like, a lot of you are posting, you know, this video, I'm wrong. I see the error of my ways. I understand that's important to contribute. And based off this video, I think it's, you know, we would be a mistake to do blah blah blah. And yeah, I'm glad you guys are supporting the video. But words, sure, they're lovely, but actions speak much louder. And plenty of you are just not following through those actions. And that upsets me a little bit. There's appeals and there's staff apps that just sit there. And, you know, that's not something that I really like. I don't really want to have to sit here and, you know, I don't want to have to sit here and go through every application and make a decision based off what I think. I want you guys to contribute.
All right.
Okay.
Got it.
Okay, I'll definitely contribute more.
So, like, my whole thing is, like, you know, you're asking, a lot of you are either asking for responsibility, or you recently were promoted, or you've been given a job, or so on and so forth, and it's hard to take that seriously when you don't follow through on it. You know, I've had discussions about, you know, having TTT donor discussions, TTT map discussions, all trade discussions, staff discussions, and so on and so forth, and a lot of them, you know, I say I want to do them, then no one else does them. I had to ask like 5 times to get a discussion started with TTT donor. You know, that just started yesterday, or like 2 days ago. I've been asking about that for a week or so now. It's not really, you know, I'm not trying to be mean to you guys, but it's not really impressive to me. But, like, how many times should I have to ask? Like, would it make sense for you guys if I just said, how many of you think HG would do well if I just stopped coming on altogether?
I think it would die.
Not very well.
Not well.
It would break down.
It'd break down.
That's
break.
Not the, but that shouldn't be the case. Like, yeah, I am active, and for the foreseeable future, I should be. But that being said, there's going to be times that I can't be able to get on, any owner, and I'm probably the most active owner of any TF2 training community. Like, and that shouldn't be the case. You should be able to at least carry out basic duties without me. Like, sure, bots covers a lot of the technical stuff, so it's definitely easier. No one has to learn, you know, all the server backend stuff. But in terms of running yourselves and being able to do these are things you should be able to do. Like, the fact that I'm having to pull your hair to get you to post in a staff app is kind of sad to me. These are the people that are going to be, like it or not, the people that you have to deal with, the people that you have to work with for the duration of your time here. Like, do you guys want... Like, if I asked you guys, hey, do you want to add a scammer to the staff? Would you say yes?
No.
Nope.
No.
If I wanted to add someone who was just going to berate you and insult you all day, just call you, like, nasty words and, you know, try to kick you from the server all the time, would you say yes?
Nope.
Nope.
No.
Like, you have a vested interest in this. The people you choose to say yes or no to are realistically going to be the people that you work with, that you could be friends with, and it's a big deal. Because if you let's say you don't like someone, you know that they're going to be cause problems, you don't say anything to their staff app and they get added, it's only going to cause issues for you and the rest of the staff. It's just going to waste our time and waste everyone's time. Like, that's my concern here. You guys seem like you don't want to do anything other than admin. If, you know, just get in the server, do some admining, and then go off into another game. And like, if that's the mentality we want to foster, then, you know, I'm in the wrong place. Because I don't want to have a community where admin's just like the server and then get off. Like, they put the hour in, then they're like, all right, go play another game. I want people to be able to like this community, to build upon this community, to make this community their own, to make a difference. As I said in, like, the video, the potential is unlimited. And, like, my whole thing is, honestly, if you're the kind of person who doesn't want to ever post in the forums and do stuff, then you're not the kind of person that we want. Like, my whole thing that is bothering me personally is that I keep asking. Like, how many times do I have to ask? Like, let's count. There's a staff meeting last Saturday that I talked about contributing more. There's the video on Thursday that I talked about contributing more. On October 18th, I made a post about contributing more. There is a discussion on, like, August 12th, December 1st. Another one December 1st, going to the announcements. There's an announcement about posting more in November. This one's in October, December, September, December, November, December. Like, I think at this point, there's nothing more that I can do. If you guys aren't choosing to contribute and actively be part of the staff, it's not on me. It's on you. And I'm not going to say that, you know, if Harpoon dies, it's not my failures, it's the collective failures of the staff. And does that include me? Yeah. But at this point, I think I've gone above and beyond the duties of a normal owner to get and motivate you guys. At this point, if you're not posting in the basic thing of staff apps, there's no hope for you ever doing more than that. Like, if you can't post a valid opinion about someone in a staff application, I think we're pretty much fucked in terms of any other ideas. And I'm not trying to be mean to you about it, but is it hard to write a paragraph about someone? Like, I don't mean to call people out here, but I'm gonna go ahead and call someone out about this. I just think it's something that personally bothering me. So, are you here?
Yeah, I'm here.
In Milk's application, you put active, helps, and friendly. Yes. So that's 5 words.
Yeah, it shouldn't be like that. I'm going to update it.
Yeah. Tell me when he's active. How active is he? Tell me how he helps. How he's friendly. Why you believe. So, like, you know, I could sit here and, like, when you got, some of you have asked me, like, Joe, what's ways so I can improve? And you said, let's say, hey, Joe, how can I improve so I can, you know, become more important, you know, more valuable staff member, help out more, and, you know, maybe get a promotion or whatever, something like that. And I said, more active, more stuff, better, That's not going to help you. The more active, maybe, but the better and the more stuff, I don't think is going to help you. But there's plenty of situations where you guys do this. Like, I could call out other staff members for other things. Like even staff members I don't, even people I don't know, not staff members, even people I don't know, I could probably write a paragraph on them. And if I can't write a paragraph, then I should be voting no, because that means I don't know who they are, I don't know them well enough, and I don't trust them to be staff. Pure and simple. Either you can write the paragraph, and you should, or you can't write the paragraph, and either you're lazy, or you don't know the person well enough. Don't be afraid. Like, you know, people say, oh, I'm too afraid to write it out. Why? Like, okay. My question is this. I mean, this is a question. It's not hypothetical. This is like an actual question I expect you to answer. At least someone can answer. What is the worst thing that can happen if you post your honest opinion of someone in the staff application?
Someone could disagree with you.
Okay.
Fired.
Fired. That is
very, very extreme.
That is the absolute worst thing that can happen.
And to be honest, I don't think that would ever happen.
That's never happened, and I've been doing this for over 2 years now. And
no one's gonna, none of us are gonna fire
someone. I don't think that could
even
happen. Like, unless you were like, he's black, fuck blacks. Then maybe I'd consider, like, firing him. Because
yeah,
that's
racism comments, yeah, maybe.
Like, if you have those inner comments, perhaps those are things that you want to keep to yourself. But, you know, like, then you may have problems with Big Noob, too. But, my point is, like, so the other worst thing that happened to you is someone disagrees with you. How is that a bad thing? Like, I don't understand, especially because the American culture, at least a lot of newer education systems see a disagreement as, like, a bad thing. Arguments can be a bad thing. Fights can be a bad thing. Disagreement is, like, the foundation of democracy and the foundation of anything that is good. Like, if I didn't disagree with how TF the Traitor was run, I wouldn't have made Harpoon. Obviously I did, and therefore I'm here. You know, if I didn't disagree with how to treat kids, a lot of you wouldn't be staff. Some people think if you're under 15 or under 18, if your voice is a squeaker, you know, fuck you, ban you. I disagree with that. Therefore, some of you are staff, they're welcome in our server. I like having, because young people, you know, they're the future. And I don't think, and I'm pretty young, so I think, you know, it's unfair to discriminate against them just because they may sound a little young.
Among one of the best admins I had back in JAG was Backseat.
Yes,
who was
I can
by far
definitely
the youngest admin. He was like 11 at the time.
He's 11,
When I first heard that he was 11, I couldn't believe it. Like, I was like, no, no way. There's no way.
Plus, age doesn't mean you're good at things. We have had some older staff members, and there's been older admins that are god-awful. Age can help. There may be a correlation between, but there's no causation. Like, I can list a bunch of old admins that are awful. His name rhymes with Ben Gaza. And
Deathstalker.
Deathstalker. Oh. And Manti Protest and Udguts. And there's plenty of people that I can think of that...
Jink
was 17, but he was god-awful. I'm glad that these SoundCloud recordings of our meetings are private, because that would be much worse. I feel like we should host them locally, just in case. but anyway, my whole point is, you know, don't be afraid to disagree with someone. Like, I'm sure right now, I feel like at this point I should be practicing, like having you guys practice disagreeing with people. Because it's just that sad sometimes. And I, you know, it pains me to see it, because I think you guys are all smart people, at least relatively smart people. And I think you should be able to do these things. You guys are considered relatively the cream of the crop. That's why you're staff members. We don't accept everyone. I think we've denied far more than we've accepted. I don't know if that's, let's, sorry, I want to actually go test the validity of that claim. Let's see. We have 120 denied applications. We have 44 accepted. I mean, 1/4 of our, so a little, about 25% of our applications get accepted. That means 1 in 4 people. You know, you're 1 in 4. That's a pretty good odds. Especially considering, you know, some of those people probably get fired right after, like Galaxy. So, like, there's some good examples of people that wouldn't have gotten staff if people stepped up and disagreed with people or stood up and talked and said things. Like, I can think of, like, at least 3 staff members that wouldn't have been staff members if more people spoke up.
I guess.
Like 4. You know.
Only you can prevent Jink being a staff member.
Exactly. And we may make that video where it's just like me, bots, the big name, all these different staff members, like, only you can prevent Jink from being a staff member. Only you can prevent like Svaz from becoming a mod. Like stuff like that. And like an example, like Svaz, Living End,
Human Torch.
These are all people that if more people spoke up, we probably wouldn't have added. And like it's funny when we fire someone, they're like, "Wow, I'm so glad we fired him." You know, all these people were complaining about him, and I didn't like him. And well, why the hell didn't you say anything? Like, I'm not gonna be angry if you tell me someone's abusing their powers and should be removed. I'll be happy. Well, I'm not gonna be happy about it, but I'll be happy to remove that individual if they are truly being abusive. You know, we've had some negative press in the past because of some abusive admins. The main one is no longer an admin, but the point stands that, you know, speak up about these things. You know, voice your opinion. I want to say something about one of the applicants, but he may become staff. Actually, I'll say it anyway. It's funny. I mentioned that to Darkusher that he may become staff, although I'm really concerned about his activity because he recently hasn't been playing TF2 at all. He's been playing Armor and all these different games, and he told me that he may not be as active anymore because he's finding TF2 boring. And I said, well, we were going to train you soon. And he's like, oh, shit. And so he got into TF2, and now he keeps messaging me like, I'm so sorry, I'll be staff, I'll install Armor. And like, I'm not responding because I'm in the staff meeting, but he keeps messaging me because he thinks I'm, like, angry at him or something. I'm not, but it's just funny. And when he listens to this, he'll be embarrassed, but it's okay. If he
isn't used to Joe embarrassing staff members, then he's not suited for staff.
Exactly. Like, yeah, I make fun of you guys. I poke fun. Sometimes I'll get a little annoyed, especially if you fuck up repeatedly. I may yell at you or scold you. But, you know, it's not anything personal. It's not me, like, saying, like, you're a bad person. Like, there's been plenty of staff members that make mistakes, but they're still here. I mean, Are You Sure is a great example. He's a great example for a lot of things. One, he's young. He's only 14 now. He just turned 14 this year. But he was 13 when he became an admin or a mod. And, you know, he was a regular who was a bit, Are You Sure You're Here?
Yeah.
How should I say it? On the, more annoying side? Would that be the correct way to say that?
I guess.
He was the kind of kid that would use donor powers to kill you, then go la 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 and put like a Lenny face in chat.
So many Lenny faces.
Yeah. He was like, he used almost all Lenny faces. And there were times I legit wanted to punch him in the face. And, you know, he became staff. We denied him for all trade staff. He applied for Gmod staff, and he was in that server, damn, like, 24/7. Like, damn. And he was very active in it, and he started, you know, helping out more and doing more and doing more. And we offered him a mod spot. He did great, and he got admin. And then he became like a senior admin. Then he became the server manager. And then, you know, one day, he mentioned this in his post in the video, you know, I was saying that we should remove a map because it was crashing things. And I said, well, you know, I think what ended up happening was someone said, well, how do you know if it crashed things? I said, well, you changed the map and then it crashed right after. And Are You Sure used post hoc ergo propter hoc as a defense against that, which is correct. It is the correct way to apply that saying. And it is one of my favorite sayings. And that is why he is my son. Because he used post hoc ergo propter hoc in an argument against me. Which, correctly. First off, if you can ever use a Latin statement in an argument against me correctly, props to you. That's hard to begin with. But, you know, and he disagreed with me. And that map, I don't remember if that map's still on the server, do you know?
It is.
Yeah, so it's still on the server. So it's not bad to stay, and like, you know, I'm sure when he was thinking of disagreeing with me, he was kind of like, oh, I'm going to disagree with him, he's probably going to fire me and kill me. But he ended up being my son, and like, it's the inverse of that.
I'm going to be curious now how many people are going to use Latin sayings after this meeting.
Oh, God.
Lots of research into Latin sayings.
Yeah, I don't know how many you guys know. E pluribus unum, carpe diem, post hoc ergo propter hoc. I can keep on going. But those are some few ones. Although carpe diem you can't really use in an argument against someone. Carpe diem is like the old Greek version, the old ancient version of YOLO. It is. I mean, seize the day, and it's used very similarly to YOLO. But my whole thing is, I want you to disagree if you believe you're right, if you have a point, or if you have evidence to support it. Don't disagree for the sake of disagreeing. That's fucking annoying. Like, some people just do that just to be assholes. Like, you'll be like, oh, the sky is blue. No, it's not. Okay, it's usually blue on clear days. No, it's not. It's red. What? It's red to people that are colorblind and don't see blue. Like, that kind of stuff. Don't do that. We've had staff members who did stuff like that. Not that specifically, but we've had staff members who literally just would try to find ways to disagree with you. And it's irritating, because that's not productive. But disagreement is many times is productive. You know, there's been many times where, you know, Boss and I have disagreed about things, or Skipper and I have disagreed about things, Player 9 and I, you know, Debate Noob and I, not so much with Bait Noob. Bait Noob is still finding his balls. Well, it takes sometimes you have to find your balls to stand up to me. But it's good. You know, if you have a reason, do it. Honestly, and this is the funniest thing ever, if I ever fire you, or if I ever get into a discussion with you where it sounds like I'm about to fire you, if you defend yourself with valid evidence, you keep your staff position. And that is an overending statement I make now. And I actually do it. Whenever I fire someone or remove someone, I expect them to fight for their staff position if they believe it's true. And that's what part of me believes. Some of the people in this room have been fired or have had discussions where it was very evident that I was close to firing them. And I said, why should I keep your staff? And I asked them to disagree with me. I asked them to stand up for their staff position. Because at the end of the day, you know, if you have a reason to stay, prove it.
And if you do... Joe's wanted to fire me before.
Oh, yeah.
Joe still wants to fire me, apparently.
But, like, you know, are you sure is an example? Are you sure? I think you were fired twice, right?
I don't know.
He doesn't bring him up. He's afraid to. But I think there was an situation where, you know, I was very annoyed with them, and I made it clear to them that you have to prove that you need to be here. And that's the whole thing. Like, I don't mind disagreement. If you have reasonable responses and reasons and valid points, I approve of your disagreement. I prefer it. You know, I don't want people sitting here, they always go say yes to everything I say. Obviously, don't say no for the sake of saying no, but if you want to say, hey, no, I want to do this instead of that because of blank, 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 then yeah, then we'll have a discussion on. And I can't guarantee you're always going to be right, but I can guarantee that you're never going to be fired for disagreeing with me if you have a valid reason. You know, I'm never going to sit here and go, ooh, his argument was so good, damn him, fire him. Like, I'm not going to say that. I really like when you guys have ideas. There's been times that I've been proven wrong, and, you know, things that I've wanted to do have not always panned out, but I don't mind, you know, failure and disagreement and compromise is part of life, and I want that. It's a good part of life. Compromise can lead to great things, so can disagreement. You know, we may disagree about something, and maybe neither of us has a solution, but maybe both of us have a part of the solution, and together we can find that solution. So, don't be afraid to disagree. Not a bad thing, given the right context. So, maybe with all my motivating, you guys add more to that Google Doc. Nope. Okay. Still just as short. Damn it. I was hoping that perhaps with all that motivating, the 15 of you could come up with more than 4 things. So, let's see. I think Bidno put this here, the whole don't encourage them, whatever.
Yeah.
I disagree to a certain extent.
I mean, recently, like, with the... One second. Mom's calling me.
Oh, I did then. Well, what's been doing its back?
Yes, okay. Sorry about that. But yeah, recently, like, a lot of the recent applicants have been kind of acting like, hey, do you need help on the server? But they don't have any power. I mean, sure, it's nice they want to offer their power or want to help with the server, but they can't actually do anything, even when you're on the server. Like,
yes,
what they can
no.
do, they can tell people to not do that, but, I mean, you're already there, so...
Yeah. Yes, no. I agree that... So there's a fine line to me between someone who helps and someone who's, like, pretending to be a pseudo-mod. As many of you who know my opinion on the SR staff...
it's about mentioning that.
Yeah. So if someone's going to be sitting there, like, belting out orders and being an asshole, I don't like that. But if someone said, hey, you know, buddy, if you could stop my spamming, or hey, that, you know, that's actually against the rules, if you could knock it off, we'd appreciate it. Stuff like friendly, like, you know, friendly neighbor kind of stuff. Like, oh, hey, bud, you know, you can't park your car there. Kind of stuff like that. I would like for them to help. Also, they can help in the sense that, like, let's say I'm an admin and I am trying to watch, I don't know, for a second I shift tab to answer a message or whatever. And they message me and go, hey, you know, this guy's mic spammer. Are you in the server? And I go, oh, shit. And I shift tab back in and I mute the guy or whatever. So I think there's definitely warrants. As long as it's more assistance-based and not, like, pseudo-mod-based. And the pseudo-mod is kind of like if they're demanding things or ordering people or yelling at people or threatening action. That's what really bothers me. When people go, like, if you don't stop that, I'm going to ban you. If you don't stop that, I'm going to kick you. Like, no, you're not.
Like, a lot of the applicants have been, like, or some of them at least, have been saying, like, oh, if you don't do this and you run, yeah, you're totally going to get a scammer tag. Like, they're saying, hey, you're going to get a scammer tag, but, you know, they don't have any actual
that's
contact.
That's relatively... Like, I mean, scammer tags are different. I agree with you. People should be very careful with how they do that.
Yeah.
But I can understand that. So that's our job to reinforce on that, to take them aside and say, hey, you know, we're fine with you trying to help out, but don't try to threaten with punishment. That's always a good thing. If you don't, my thing is, if you don't have the power to do it, don't threaten it. And I try to do the same thing. You know, if you don't have the power to ban, don't say, if you don't stop, I'm going to get you banned. Just be like, hey, you need to stop that behavior. Otherwise, it'll escalate. Or otherwise, or just please stop the behavior against the rules. You don't need to tell them it's going to escalate. You don't need to tell them someone's going to ban you. Because here's how every situation where... So if you're a junior admin or mod, and there's a person that's annoying you or causing an issue, like mic spamming, you have to kick them or mute them or whatever, and, you know, you keep kicking them and muting them, they keep coming back. Here's how it goes over as soon as you tell them, if you don't stop, I'm going to have to get someone to ban you. You go, hey, if you don't stop, I'm going to have to get someone to ban you. They go, like, fine, la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la, ban me, la-la-la-la, and just keep going on. Because they know, now that they know that you can't ban them, they're going to go on even more. And I think all of you that have ever modded or junior admin without the ability to ban, you probably know how that feels. Because as soon as you brought up the fact that you can't ban and you'll get someone, they probably went even worse. I don't think I've ever seen a situation that was solved by someone saying, hey, if you don't stop, I'll get someone to ban you. I mean, if you have had that happen, by all means share that event, but in all of my years, I've never seen anyone that work. I've always seen it escalate further, because technically you're threatening an escalation. And people are dumb, so they're just going to keep doing it. People are very dumb.
Yeah, I don't mind like assistance or friendly. But more pseudo mod.
Yeah. An extension of my senses is okay. So, like, observing things for me, or helping out, or just, like, just keeping an eye on things, or giving a friendly suggestion, to me, that's okay. But trying to police yourself, it's just, like, the differences. Like, if, being a good neighbor, saying, hey, buddy, if you park your car there, you're going to get a ticket. Okay. Going up to his car and putting a ticket on it, not okay. Illegal. But, you know, that's how I feel. It's your job to friendly help people. It's not their job to... Like, it's your job to be friendly and help people, but also enforce the rules. It's their job to friendly and help people. They can't you know, start, you know, arresting you if you do something illegal. For some reason. So that's my thing with that. Notice you guys put TTT donor thing on here. I don't know if you guys want to talk about anything or if you just want to continue in that thread.
And sounds.
Very sure. Overmess. Diamond. Hero.
Who's even here?
TTT donor, where can we go with it from here?
There's a thread that you guys are talking in that in the staff form. I figured that was going to be what you guys...
That's the best deal I'll ask this week.
Well, then, I suggest...
Go find it, have a look.
Alright, so you can look into that. Basically, you can just say it if you wanted to say it. You don't have to message me. No. That, no. It's just a so such a complicated system. So, for what Zvonius just suggested, actually we can have a discussion on if you'd like, is giving donors / regulars the ability, like so, and or regulars the ability to vote kick or vote ban. And now my fear with that is, one,
I would say no.
It potentially opens up a whole clusterfuck. Especially if one of those regulars starts to be funny and tries to vote kick or vote ban a staff member. That's bad. Or if one of those regulars or donators tries to vote kick, for instance, would be a good example, Shiva. We all know he would have been vote banned by the regulars and donators because they found him annoying.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily a reason to ban someone.
I like the idea, but maybe bring back kind of the HG-C thing where they have to apply for it and then they... Well, just... Kinda,
yeah,
they have to apply
that.
For it and then kind of get trusted or whatever.
So the big thing that is, at that point, why not make them mods?
True.
If they apply for it and we give them enough trust to start a vote ban, why not just make them a mod?
I wouldn't do a vote ban. I'd just do a
vote kick or whatever.
Yeah, but then they'll try and still be funny because they know there's no consequences, really. They would think there's no consequences to the vote kick.
Maybe make it like on the page where they would apply whatever, make it completely.
Or clear, if they abuse this privilege, they'll be banned permanently.
Yes.
Yeah, so I understand the privilege. It's just going to be coming like, what do we consider abuse? Like, for instance, if someone's just annoying, is kicking them abusive?
No.
My book, yes. Some people's book, no. Some people say, how annoying, how, you know, it's so subjective. That's what I'm afraid of. Because vote kicks are going to be subjective. Whenever you put something up to vote, from a group of people that are not trained or not experienced with the solution, they're just going to mob rule.
Yeah.
And they may argue. And then also, the big problem is if it fails. The most awkward thing you can be in is in a lobby where a vote kick fails. Especially when it lists the person who started the vote kick. And that's my fear. Like, if the vote kick failed and then, you know, my friend and I all make fun of you, it's escalating the situation. At that point, I think it'd just be advisable to contact a staff member. So and that's, yeah. I think the only reason we bring up the vote kick and the vote ban is because we don't have enough staff to cover all the time. And like that's just always going to be a problem, and we're always going to try to resolve it with more staff and more training and more coverage. But I think I would be hesitant to do a vote ban thing unless there was a Roy. It's a discussion we need to have a long, long discussion on. Because it's something I think we can't just do. We would have to really be confident in before we can touch it. So I'm not saying no. I'm just saying it requires a much more thought out discussion than what I want to do right now.
All right.
Especially if someone tried to start a vote ban on me. Although I'd probably make sure we have immunity. Staff members have immunity to it. Because I'm not going to get vote banned for my own server. I think one time someone tried to vote ban me. I think that was like TF2T or whatever. Someone started a vote kick for me or whatever. And I said, if that kick goes through, you're all getting kicked with me. Because I had a kick all bind. And it voted, and I kicked them all. It's fine. I think that's what happened. Maybe it was HG. I forget where it was, to be honest. Probably Harper in the early days. But it was kind of joking. That was more joking, to be honest.
But when they when you said that, though, if this gets voted, I'm going to kick you out. Majority of them, I say, did yes just to see it happen.
Yeah, they did. Oh, you know what it was? No, it wasn't vote kick. It was us screwing around with the vote system, and we said, is EOJ the best admin or something like that? I said, if I don't win, I'm going to kick you all. And I think I didn't win, as I kicked them all. And then we did the vote when they all came back, and they all voted yes. It was like 100% yes of like 30 people. I was like, damn straight. And that's just something that's joking. But like, you know, that's what my fear with vote kick and vote ban is, it's such a easy to manipulate people. Like, for instance, if I wanted to vote kick one of you guys and I was a donor, I could say, vote kick blah blah, he just scammed me. Everyone's gonna say yes, even if all he did was just call me stupid. And that's what really scares me. The ability to abuse that fucker. For hard.
Yeah.
So, it's like I said, it can be a discussion that we have. Put it on the Google Doc, running spree. Maybe we can make a thread about it, a long-term discussion about it.
Sounds like it's going to turn into a way to easily win the round for yourself.
Especially I don't think this would be for TTT, though. Would it be for TTT as well?
Oh, God, no.
TTT, there's already the report system.
People would abuse the shit out of that.
Yeah, there's already a report system, all stuff like that.
That's the problem with most of TTT donators, is that people are stupid and can't really go anywhere with it.
All you need is one donor to get like 9 of his friends to come on, and you can just kit everyone on the server.
Yeah, that's why we will not be doing that. Plus ghosting and all of that shit.
Oh, God.
It could be the thing where like a TTT donor just starts to vote on somebody just to symbolize they're the traitor.
Can I say something? Can I add anything?
You're always able to say something, you don't have to ask permission.
Okay, yeah. What Hero put something in the forum saying we could add like 2.5 or 3 times, like maybe double or triple the amount of bet points you can get.
Okay.
I think we can add that.
I have to say that's possible. So my thing is, I think it is possible. Oh my god. Just started that.
It wasn't me.
Started what?
I would have started as EOJ the best admin, and 73% of 11 said yes.
But, Freaky, just for that, my opinion on that, I'm not against it for donators, but I think even times 2, well, what am I saying? Even times 3 is too much, maybe like 2.2 or something. Just a little extra bonus.
This is the multiplier for donors. I'm not opposed to that, it's the guy who made it. Gonna update the plugin. Once he updates the plugin, then we can do stuff like that.
Okay.
But now we can't do that.
I don't want it to be too big, though. Because.
I honestly want to get PointShop 2 on there, because I don't like PointShop 1. But PointShop 2's lag was far worse than anything else that God could have created.
Yeah.
I would really like to optimize that server, the TTT, more so. Figure out what plugins we don't need and get rid of them. Hell, honestly, I'd like to get rid of custom skins, because they're just a bitch to deal with. I like them, but ultimately they're horrible for downloads and stuff like that.
I think there's also... For downloads, but it's also... It's kind of an issue there.
Calling out skins. As far as they interfere with gameplay. So... Going back to our discussion, though, I don't mind slightly related tangents, and that was. That is something we can discuss in the TTT donor thing. I encourage you guys to post to the TTT donor thing, disagree, agree, give input. You know, I challenge all of you to write a lot, to be honest. I don't know who the fuck this person is. Someone just messaged me and said... Okay.
And also, are we still on the TTT donator topic? Or moving on?
Yeah, by all means, if you'll bring something up, go ahead.
I don't really want to have anything that changes the weight of the game, like adding in T items or detective items for a donator.
Yeah, as far as I don't know if that's possible, but...
could affect the game too much. Because let's say a traitor weapon was only a detective. A traitor weapon was only a detective. Yeah, the traitor weapon was only donator. Then if they hear that weapon being used, they can just narrow it down. Oh, donator must be a traitor.
Yeah, it's true. Also, I'm vehemently opposed to things that change gameplay. For a good example, look at the crowbar. The jump pack in the point shop originally modified your jumping thing. I don't like that, so I switched it to do nothing, and I add the inherent ability to jump further with the crowbar. So much like a knife in like Call of Duty or many games where you can just run faster and jump further with a knife, we just made it so the crowbar acted like that. And that's just because I don't think because you have more points on the server you can buy a jump pack that makes it unfair. I don't agree with that, so you won't be seeing things that... There's nothing game-changing that's going to be happening with the TTT Donair. I can guarantee that, because I don't support game-changing things with Donair. I think you donate to support the server, not to win, or not to, you know... Pay to win is pretty much the bane of my existence. Goddess. Yeah. Don't worry, that won't be a concern. But obviously, if you want to illustrate that opinion in the thread, I'll link the thread in here.
And sorry to bring this up, just like when you're saying that you don't like things that affect people and that and everything like that.
That's the thread.
Wouldn't you have the donator spot also affect that? Like, because like considering you're having an advantage over someone. Slot? Yeah, that's...
Well, gameplay advantage. That's not what we pay to win. Here's an example. Let's say there's a long line at an amusement park, okay?
Yeah.
So there's two ways we can go about that. Would you rather have a situation where if you were in line, I could just push past you, because I'm wealthier than you, and get to the front of the line, or a situation where people that bought a ticket, like, a days in advance, can get on the ride faster than you. So if you've ever been to Disney World or Disneyland, they do that. It's called Express Pass.
The
Flash ticket.
Fast Pass.
They call it a Fast Pass, Express Pass, they keep changing the goddamn name. When I was a kid.
Depending where you are.
Yeah, it's a thing where if you go like a few hours early, you can get a little ticket, and then when you come back hours later, you'll just go to the front of the line. I think, to me, that's kind of like the reserve slot system.
Alright. I was just thinking in...
I see what you're saying. It does affect gameplay to an extent. But I think, to me, it doesn't affect it visibly. It's just kind of like, hey, I can get in the server when you can't, rather than, hey, I can kill you faster than you can. Like, a good example of that is, honestly, TTT never really has the problem of reserve slot. Because if that server ever fills up to 32 people, they're going to have bigger problems than reserve slot. They're going to have bigger problems of massive amounts of RDM casting.
True.
32 people in that server is fucking ridiculous.
While I kind of agree with your analogy there, it's just that, but also there's a bit of flaw with that analogy, is that if you're in line and somebody is in server, I'm not kicked from the line, while the donator slot, somebody is kicked from the server.
True.
Kind of situation.
But, I mean, which server are we talking about here? The TF2?
Like TF2 or TTT. Even if there was, say, a mass server spy crab, you're having someone...
Well, a lot of times they lock...
Well, we disable donator.
Well, yeah, but setting it up, not when it begins,
I see what you're saying.
People joining, like,
yeah,
before...
Yeah, that's... I understand that, but at the same time, technically, TF2 trade is not really gameplay. I mean, to me, that's a little different because, like, hell, if I take the slot of someone who's idling, you know, that's...
True.
Like, I understand what you're saying. I just think it disenfranchises people in a different way. It doesn't make things unfair. It just makes things... I see what you're saying. It's not like, hey, you know... Tit for tat, I'm better than you. Where it's like, let's say if we had donors had increased health and increased damage, then yeah, that's tit for tat, I'm better than you. I have better advantages. That's unfair to me. Whereas this one is kind of like, hey, I'm a donor, I get an ability to play when you don't. So I understand what you mean in terms of being unfair. Do with the kid in the server. or at least the guy on the server who's using a voice changer. So my whole point being there is I think it's an argument to be made, but at the same time, it's a very popular donor privilege. And I don't think it's really that big of an issue, because it never happens at the TTT server. To this day, I don't think I've ever seen anyone. Actually, I've seen it once.
And the other thing is, reserve slot is quite common. I mean, there are lots of servers with reserve slot out there, so.
Oh yeah, yeah. I wasn't disagreeing with that.
Oh,
it's just more on
the
lines of
the
when it's
it
what you just
is,
said that you disagree with.
It can affect
with.
Gameplay. It's just, I don't think it affects gameplay in the way that I believe, I'm opposed to. I'm opposed to things where if you and I are both shooting at each other with the same weapon and you live and I die because you have donor perks, I don't agree with that. But in the situation where you get into the thing server faster than I am, I did because you paid, you know, I'm not opposed to that. Because also, it's not like once I take your slot from a reserve slot, you can never get back in. It's going to take longer, but it's possible. You know what I mean? Because technically, you're not kicked from the line, in my analogy. You're just put to the back of the line. Which does suck. I definitely agree with you. It can suck. But I think in my mind, it's not a common enough occurrence to cause issue.
Not only that, but like you have to also remember the person that's cutting in line also paid for that cut.
Yeah.
And we'd have a revolt amongst the players if we removed it.
TF2 donors especially. It doesn't really affect the ATT. It's very seldom that you see that server that full. But anyway. I understand your point. I definitely think we should, if you want to bring it up in the TTT donor thing or whatever, I'm all for discussing it further. You
know, No. That's fine. It was just more.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying. What else do we talk about? Or is that sad main thing? TTT specific. Festive tree, maybe we'll put a map. We'll probably put a tree in the map. Took me about 4 times to say that, but I got it out. Probably put a tree in the map. It'll have Christmas stuff on it. I'm trying to think. I think it'd be funny maybe if we put it in like a glass. If we put it like somewhere on the map and then put like a big glass cylinder around it, and then dirt inside of it. So it's almost like we transported a Christmas tree from Earth. That we had to put inside a big glass container to have it survive.
That'd be cool.
I like that idea.
We won't be bringing back the old All Trade No map. The one big reason that is I like the space map. It's one of my favorite maps. I heavily criticized Remy's map. At least heavily criticized the last map because it was so small. I don't know if you guys remember the All Trade one, but it was small as hell.
Yes.
And Ultra 1 is now very large, and I like it that way. So that'll be probably staying the way it is. But I was saying that we could put a situation where the glass wall or somewhere on the map, there's a small leak, and maybe like a little like air or steam effect will shoot through the glass so you can see that there's a leak. And then because of that, all of the stuff will have, like a lot of the stuff will have ice on it, and we'll make an ice texture. And we'll put ice on things, so that way it looks like everything's frozen over, which I think is kind of Christmassy, kind of slash you're going to die, but, you know, for instance. So maybe all the textures will be snow, like, the same textures now, but there'll be ice on them. So I think we can make do with that. If you have suggestions for the map in general, by all means, throw them out there. I saw that people did, someone just deleted the all trade suggestion. Damn, guess what? Tough. festive events. I don't think we should use the event server. I don't mean that in I don't mean that in a meme way. Definitely for staff events, we'll use the event server because that's what we kind of have it around for. But in general events, it's a lot of work for us to move 30 people to a new server, especially if they don't know how to really move servers efficiently, just for the sake of having, you know. More events. Like, definitely the cool events. I just think it's a bit... Minus, but you don't need to yell at the kid for saying so.
I didn't yell, I said please.
I know, but if he wants to say sir, yes sir to you, then he's allowed to say yes sir. See, now he said don't say sir, and now he's saying yes ma'am.
Right, son.
He won the day.
Give him don't but... give that man a medal.
Oh god. Nero Chinky on the server. Heavy Box and Torment, that's a whole can of worms. If someone wants to run that, not gonna be fucking me. Damn, no, not doing that.
Bibroth just disappeared. Well.
Yeah. He said he maybe him and we were actually regaining, but we're gonna have four people possibly coming back to the staff for the Christmas break to help out.
Ooh.
Maybe three. I know definitely them three. Being... So Babe Ruth may come back to the staff during winter break and then stay but in reduced activity. And then Skipper and Player 9 will be somewhat active during the Christmas break, helping out with some small projects and trainings for some of the staff. Mainly the senior staff and making you guys better at things. I think Skipper said he's going to teach you how to sass me, which I'm not sure how I feel about that. I'm not sure how I feel about that at all. But, point stands. I'll move on from that. Social media. Yeah, if you want to run the social media, tell me. Twitch, if you want to start streaming games. I may honestly make you have a Twitch account, stream a game. Like, you get to choose the game. You get to use your own Twitch, not our Twitch, but you get to use your own Twitch.
And host it.
What? Or maybe even like we'll make a separate testing Harpoon Twitch, and we'll use that one. You can choose any game, and I'm gonna watch you stream. And if you're funny, or at least somewhat funny, then you can stream. But no offense, I don't think we should just have anyone that wants to stream, because some people are just not gonna be good streamers. I don't mean that in any mean way, any malicious people. It's much like how I'll never be a ballet dancer. Some people would never be a streamer. And it's just because...
Drunken gaming.
No, that's not what I mean, Andrew. I mean, like, auditions almost.
Ah.
So, like, you'll play a game and we'll just watch and we'll judge you.
I thought you meant, like, they stream on their Twitch account and then you host it on the HG one.
By the way, Running Spirit, before you say anything, that guy that's singing English and then translating it into Spanish right after, that's okay.
What?
That guy in the chat, he's saying, buying all Steam cards for one scrap, and then he's put, like, quotations, like, comparo a Steam card for a scrapple. Like, that's fine.
For a scrapple?
I don't mind. I don't know what he said. I don't mind if he has both of them in there. He goes, compro como de calador, yo go por un scrap cada uno.
Yeah.
Arrivederci. I don't know. I don't speak Spanish.
I didn't even see it.
I did. Members and donor involvement. Obviously, that's okay. Staff AMA. What is the point of mod? I don't know why that's there. Add more ways to contact the community. I don't know about that, but okay. We have a lot of ways now.
Here, have Joe's personal phone number.
No, thank you. play with the staff.
Only bots
we'll do
staff.
More stuff like that. We will do. Oh, actually, a lot of staff members have my phone number. Andrew has my phone number. Lemon has my phone number. Debridium has my phone number. Bots has my phone number. Skipper, Player 9, Deathfly for other reasons.
By phone number, you mean Kick, don't you?
But you can find out someone's phone number from Kick, I think.
That's
WhatsApp. Never mind. Huh. But I think I've given you my phone number in the past, Andrew, so...
Nope.
You've totally...
No?
I don't know. But yeah, some people have my phone number, so... You know. There's a lot of people with my phone number. Lemon has it, so if you really need it, you can probably get from
Lemon. Oh, there's a fucking price.
He probably just got from my, like, Facebook or whatever. Well, just hacked my personal email and found out. I do want to do, like, a staff slash... Like, me, or... I would do staff AMA. Well, even if it's just me and staff, I don't know what we want to do with that, but I do want to do an AMA. I want to do like a Google Hangout AMA, so they can just like... Because like, I think a thread AMA is cool, but I think if you can just talk And even like maybe have questions in the thread, but then we answer them, I think would be a cool thing. Yeah, the forum specific stuff. I haven't done any of that stuff yet. I'll be doing it closer, maybe this weekend, but probably closer to Christmas, because I'm also afraid when bots puts on a goddamn snow thing, it's going to break my phone or mobile, but no. Still can't use admin on Harpoon. So that's all I got. At least that's all the things on the staff. Well, actually, no, it's not. Staff apps. Does anyone have anything we want to discuss before we go on to staff apps? Come on. We spent like 45 minutes talking about contributions and discussion. At least one of you has something.
I put in the Google Drive, maybe a Christmas-themed HUD, like the tablets on the TTT server.
Oh, Jesus. That's a lot of work. Tab list definitely is possible. Actually, I don't even know if the tab list is possible. No, it's not. Shit. Tab list would not be possible. Well, I mean, I could make it colors Christmas themed. I'm trying to think the thing. What's the thing I could make? I could make the join screen Christmas themed, because I can control the images on that. Everything else is a VGUI Lua HUD. So
could we update the loading screen?
No, I've been so busy. I've had a chance to do that. I'm not sure if I like it yet. But, also, by the way, to the 13 other staff members in here, a mod just came up with something to talk about. Brand new mod from TTT.
Hi.
Hi.
So, Trashcat, I think you underestimate the work that goes into a boxing tournament.
Yeah, I mean,
if we do want to do a boxing tournament, it would be something that we would probably host in March and start playing now. That's how much work it is.
Well, I mean, I just put that out as like an idea.
Yeah, so it's definitely
like any other Christmas-based event.
I'm just saying, just be mindful that if you want to, like, that will be. I want to do a boxing tournament. It's just something. As we learned from the Highlander, it is a large endeavor. And Andrew will kill me because the next Highlander, I want to do multiple teams.
Oh, that should be fun.
As in, like, you can put your own team together and fight, and almost like a local version of the MGE or UGC. I imagine there'll only be like four or five teams, but
still, should be fun.
We'll probably build hype for it, and we'll probably have it take place during summer, so it's not nearly as like, oh god. So like you put together your team during the school year, and then you play during the summer, and that way we can also, by that point, we'll hopefully get Spirit on some sort of team with us, so we don't lose so horribly again.
Yeah.
Staff and Spirit.
It'll be like the staff sponsored team with like eight professional Highlander players and one staff.
Add Spirit the day of the Highlander, and as soon as it's over, you're fired.
Spirit is added as an advisor to Highlander preparedness, and then he's removed the next day. So what else do you guys have to talk about? Come on. There was 14 of you in here.
I'm just thinking, what about, is there any discussion about having maybe a Christmas, like a small Christmas event for the members, like maybe not on Christmas Day, but maybe a few days before Christmas Day, like we might have a few rotations of, say, Spy Crabs going ahead or anything like that.
I originally wanted to do like an advent calendar, but it's kind of late for that. Secondly, I also sold all my keys. but yeah. Maybe it's like Spycrap or
technically, and we could start tomorrow and do the 12 days of Christmas. On the first day of Christmas. Because technically 12 days. 12 days. It's 12 days till Christmas. So we could do it on the first day of Christmas, harpoon gave to me. What?
No problem. Thank piece of shit, Dro.
Hey, Joe.
Golden key. On the second day of Christmas, we could do increasing donations, like one key, oh, yeah. Two keys, three keys, four.
Bill, because I think they're like four now.
Oh, no.
On the first day of Christmas, a donator for a month. Oh, no, I fucked that up.
1 month of donor, 2 months of donor, 3 months of donor, 4 months of donor, 5 months of donor, 6 months of donor, 7 months
of donor, 8 months of donor. A whole year
of donor. 1 year, 12 months of donor.
That could work, actually.
That remind me of the amateur transports video again.
F1 does nothing, F2 does nothing, F3
does nothing, 6 does nothing, 5 does nothing.
But we could do something like that, but we would need to start tomorrow if we wanted to do that.
Hey, Joe, do you still have that Christmas poem you wrote last year?
Oh, wow. That was like Christmas Eve last year, I think? Or Christmas Day? I forget.
I think it was Christmas Eve.
What happened back then?
Last year, I was on the server and people were being very indignant. And at one point, someone asked me to give them a Christmas story.
Oh, I think I remember now. I just vaguely remember it. I can't remember exactly. But I do remember it.
Here we go. Plus the day of Christmas and all through TF2, Steam service was working, something we're very used to. The trading servers were loud as they could be, in hopes that their screaming would bring Half-Life 3. The players were spamming all over the chat, while visions of Gaben made them fap fap fap. And admins were trying to work on the server on this winter map. Someone who just found a Grandeur soft cap, because they did at the same time I was talking. And when out on the server there arose such a clatter, I came from MVM to see what was the matter, and that's what happened. People were mic spamming, so I came from MVM and joined the server. And on the mic I said in a tired tone, I don't know when Steam will be up. That was unknown. That was the thing. I literally left the server and
it was great.
Joined this. I literally was in MVM. Left because people were complaining, came on, said basically that, and then left.
You just basically dropped the mic and you just left.
Yeah. Apparently it calmed down after that.
Because it was so awesome.
Yeah, but, well, that's a good story.
Put together like 2 minutes still. It was pretty. It was actually Christmas, I believe. Given that I said it was Christmas on the post.
Wow, the good days of 2013.
Yeah, I feel old. Hashtag always feeling old.
Only I can say that.
I can say that too. You may be older than me in years, but we both know I act like an older man than you.
Yeah, definitely. Okay, that is true.
Thanks, dick! anyway.
Well, I can't lie to that, can I?
Yeah.
Oh, shit, back around.
Anyway, going back to... What else do you guys have to say? Come on. I want to hear other ideas.
Did we ever figure out what we're going to do for the TTT weapon switching thing?
That will be a discussion that will happen today. Or are you sure it was fired? I'm gonna give you a task to get done by today, otherwise you'll be canned.
You can't fire your son.
Watch me.
Oh, does that mean you'll get a replacement son, or I'm not gonna go into specifics actually.
Put him in a boarding school. Anyway. So I'm assuming that's all. But that being said, since you guys, you know, I think for the most part, we're very relatively quiet during this meeting. I'm going to ask you guys to do something more so, not in the meeting, which is awful, because you should have just talked during the meeting, and it would have been okay. But I'm going to ask that all of you post at least a paragraph in each of the staff apps. Or we can discuss the staff apps now and make a decision. Your decision.
I'm off discussing it right now. I'm fine with writing a paragraph.
Well, now everybody talk.
Exactly. How about this? Actually, here's a good idea. Why don't we go through the staff apps, see if there's anyone we want to outright accept, or at least train, and if not, we'll post in their staff, like, we'll deal with them, and then anyone that we didn't, like, outright know, we'll discuss further in their staff app, so we can get the staff meeting not too long either. Sound good?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, and then afterwards, I'm going to assign a few threads to senior staff members to start, and you guys will have to post them also. So let's go down the staff list of people, Appen. So, here we go. First one's Turbine Tilter. No.
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 Assuming he, like, I'm willing to consider in the future if he matures a bit, but he, for now, he's just not mature enough. So, I don't think... We can discuss it further in Zap if we want. Oktoberfest, I don't know who the fuck that is.
I've never seen him on the server. Zap, he pretty much says he hates squeakers.
So yeah. In his application, he states
he's, seen you on the
he's now looking for a new place to administrate. So I think he just joined their server, saw that we're looking for staff, applied on the forums, and thinking that maybe he would get admin.
Yeah, I think it's probably...
I mean,
yeah,
I
he was first. Only on for about 30 minutes this morning, and then he asked me for the link and wanted to say no, so I sent it to him anyways.
Right,
and
so he says he hates squeakers, but he was talking to you. Not that you're necessarily a squeaker, but you are definitely younger.
It says something about younger in the application, doesn't it?
And yes,
and his application
he did.
Like he wants to mute people with high voices.
Yeah. So let's put Turbine. We'll put further discussion in app. Can someone do that real quick? Let's put further discussion in app. I mean, probably no, but put further discussion.
Wrong thing. You're pointing at Turbine.
Okay. Oktoberfest, same thing. Guido Pimpin. That's his name?
Guide
Pimpin. Yeah, okay.
He seems like a nice kid.
He seems. I just think he's too young, to be honest. I told him repeatedly that he shouldn't talk over people because he kept doing it.
That was
yeah, he does
on.
That a lot.
And he just kept on doing it. I just
okay.
think generally he's too young.
So further discussion in app. So basically, unless we outright want to say yes to him, we're going to do further discussion in app.
Okay.
STE.
Further discussion. I'd
further
say.
Discussion. All right. Milk. Oh damn, you guys are going hard with that.
I mean, I see him on the server and mumble, but when I'm on the server with him, I don't really see him. Yeah, sure.
I think that'll help, too, because it allows us to elaborate on our thoughts. Little Jimmy, yeah. For the discussion and app.
Mm.
Porcupine, I think we should train. It's not on, but I think we should train him.
Alright.
Okay. Well, Rancho Velasco, definitely further discussion, because I don't know who that is. Festering Mongoose, we should train him. Krella,
decline.
That's a fucking long
it's still there.
Will happen.
Decline.
He says he wants to do forms, but...
Yeah.
I'm sorry, there's no way
no.
he's ever going to earn my trust back ever again.
No.
It's
not
gone.
After what happened, no.
It's,
what happened?
We gave him so many chances. We had him back again. He failed again. No.
Volgavan Tran, don't know who that is. So further discussion. Cruella, we'll just to keep it consistent, but further discussion. I mean, we'll probably not. Yeah.
I don't think there's much left to discuss.
I know, but people giving their opinions in the app is okay. Pip-Boy, has he come in the mumble yet?
He
I've
has.
Seen him like once,
but
okay.
he doesn't ever say anything.
Oh, I think he was
month.
In this morning. That
was,
wasn't
saying
morning.
Anything.
No, it wasn't
Pip-Boy.
Who was in today that kept talking to me?
Guido.
Oh, yeah. So Pip-Boy will have further discussion. Dokushir, we're going to train. Link, he's a TTT, right? TTT app?
Yeah.
I don't know who that is. Further discussion.
For a second, I heard Jink.
Jink is going to be a TTT staff member. Kermit?
I would say yes.
I don't think that one's got his top under review either.
Yeah,
he's getting a mic, though.
Kermit barely
personally, I would say yes.
Mumble.
I always have to ask for Kermit to get into the mumble.
So further discussion, we'll talk about that mumble activity and stuff. Matheson, what's his new name?
Matthew the.
Yeah. Long time, Matheson, if I'm thinking the right person, is a long time regular. Is a bit annoying.
I don't think he's that long time regular, because he only has like 2 days in all, like, on both Ultred 1 and 2, all in all.
That's a really familiar name to me, so if not him, someone else was named that. I don't know if that's a common name.
Did you guys get the Pip-Boy?
Yeah, we did Pip-Boy.
I'm just saying, the reason why he's not talking much, he said he's scared of talking to other people, I don't know why, but
that's not the reason he gave me.
Like, other time when someone...
What does he give you as well? He's afraid of me?
No, he's afraid of talking to people you don't know. Because before, someone said the same thing and had staff application. I convinced them so many times to get on Mumble. When they got Mumble, they actually liked it. But then somehow just randomly stopped playing TF2, so I don't know why about him. But Pip-Boy is just scared of talking to other people. But I think if you bring him to Mumble, he'll just get familiar with it and he'll like staying there. And then he might be good staff.
Well, Pip-Boy told me the reason he isn't talking is because a part of his mic is broken and it doesn't sound as good. That's the reason he gave me.
He talks to me a lot. Like, he's spoke to me once in Mumble, and then, like, a day later, I'm just like, oh, why aren't you saying anything? He's like, I don't want to, and then he left.
So that would be a discussion we can have in this application. Matthew, discussion app. Aeronova.
I would say Train.
He's an interesting person. Have you watched his YouTube video yet?
Yeah, I
have. Watched the one he put, like, smile put in his avatar.
At one point, I think it's the second video, I kick him, and his YouTube thing goes, gay! Like, he put, like, music in.
Yeah.
I was like,
Did we skip over Rogue?
I think he's a bit immature. I mean, he's not a bad guy. I just don't know if he'll fit. He kind of feels like a Helen Kane to me, but not as good an admin. Like, Helen Kane was a decent admin, but did not fit in the culture at all here. I guess if you guys could understand what I'm trying to say there.
Yeah.
We weren't his crowd of people. We were too open-minded.
Sorry.
Helen Kane.
What was the problem with Helen Kane? I don't remember that.
He went missing right after him and I had a political disagreement, where pretty much, if you remember, if I was sure was there, it was pretty much me going like, well, you know, here's what I believe, but I understand what you believe, and yeah, you're right on something. And him going, no, you're wrong on everything!
Wow.
Wait, are you sure?
Yeah,
it was pretty much.
When he stopped being an admin and I asked him to remove the HDA, he said that he quits, and this is now his brother on the account. He completely quit Steam, like, on top of our phone.
So, apparently. Yeah, maybe he didn't necessarily hate it here, but he definitely... I know, like, one thing in the conversation I thought maybe it got to him was the fact that he was, like, just turned 20 or 21. Which one was it? I think 20, right? He quit like the day after his birthday because he just said he just turned 20. And in the discussion that we had, he assumed I was a rich person because of my Facebook profile picture. And I said, no, I come from a relatively like not high income household, but I've worked so hard to get to where I am and do all the things I have. And you know, I listed off some of the things I've done just to kind of prove to him I wasn't like just some rich, spoiled rich kid. And I noticed he said like after that what he felt like he hasn't done enough. And then he resigned for the reason that he didn't get enough done in his life. So maybe that motivated him? I don't know. I'm pretty cool. Sorry. But, so Aaron Never will be a further discussion in that. So people that didn't apply, but so can someone put Aaron Never for the discussion in that? Just one person, maybe the brown person. Alright, one person. There you go, done. So... Brown person in the sense of brown, the color in the Google Doc, not like the person that's not white. Just because I said some people are listening to this meeting and I don't want to have that come off wrong. So people that haven't applied but considered for staff. There's Spirit. There was that one guy that I saw in the server today I liked. But
there's sorry.
Go ahead.
Someone called D. He's not that active on the server, but it seems like he has experience.
What's his name?
His name is just a plain D. Like, it's kind of a simple thing in the
front. I thought it was A, which is funny.
I'm trying to find his profile. But yeah, it seems like he has experience. Knows how to handle stuff, but I think he like actively owns a server, and that's why he's not playing on ours. Maybe we can do like
NTG.
NTG.
I don't think Spirit will become staff, mainly because he's got a Highlander and Texas team, and I think he said that he wasn't really interested in it.
Hey, what is Spirit? You know, like, if you Google Harpoon Gaming, by the way, and in Google Images, it shows an image with Harpoon Gaming is evil. If you go to that Steam group, it's mine. Someone made that Steam group, Harpoon Gaming is evil, and then I took it from them and changed it to Harpoon Gaming is evil, hashtag HG strikes again, lol, JK, HG is the best.
Wait, what?
I'm looking at it.
A guy created a hate group for Harpoon Gaming.
Yeah, I remember that.
One point, he made someone else an admin, and then he like left the group and then like rejoined. I gave the guy who was the current admin, he just randomly gave it to a key to make me the admin and leave the group. And then I changed all the details and kicked everyone out.
That's
So I own the HG hate group, which is pretty fun. But I'm keeping it because that way no one could ever make a group called Harpoon Gaming is Evil. Because I already have it.
Oh my god.
We've conquered it.
Exactly.
Right, let's look through Joe's groups. We've got Harpoon Gaming here. Harpoon Gaming is evil. What? He's the owner of Harpoon Gaming.
Hashtag Admin Tyranny.
He hates Harpoon Gaming.
Oh, I want to join that group.
Too bad.
I just says Joe and I talked and I'm going to remove the group.
And
another most recent.
I may delete all of the past comments, just that way it looks... Yeah, I'm going to delete the last past comments. So I can do that now, because hashtag I own the group.
Then there was Jeffrey's fucking discussion on
it. I just deleted all of the comments and all the announcements. So now this looks like a straight up joke group. I have to delete the discussion.
Wait, Joe, you know how you group banned everyone in that group?
Yes.
What if that stayed there and it banned you?
It doesn't do it like that. It doesn't call and deletes and bans everyone in the group. It doesn't live update. Alright, so I think we've covered all of that stuff. I'm going to get some tasks out to senior staff members to address and have a conversation with the senior staff real quick. And then after that, by all means, you can all go back up. I'm going to end the recording. And
bye.
How long do we go? Hour 33. Just as long as the last one.